An environmental catastrophe years in the making. But the crisis could soon be averted, organised by the UN, paid for by private donors, and even a crowdfunding campaign. The $129 million raised going towards the cost of two salvage companies, overseen by Houthi supervisors.
And I think this combination has worked very well for us to find a way forward for a problem that's been here for 8 years. People have been talking about it, but not doing anything about it. This group has been able to do something about it. I believe we'll be successful. We'll continue to push forward until we succeed.
UN officials have warned that the FSO Safed could spill four times as much oil as the 1989 Exxon Valdez disaster off Alaska. It was initially constructed as a supertanker, but was later converted into floating storage for oil. It's been sitting near the Yemeni port of Hodeidah since 1988. The country's civil war forced maintenance to be suspended in 2015, but progress has come quickly.
During the past year, we held several meetings and discussions with the United Nations. There was progress and delays at times, but thanks to Allah, we have reached this today, which is the culmination of work in the past period. The arrival of the vessel to carry out the operation is the first practical operational step.
More than 1 million barrels of crude oil are still sitting on board the tanker as it decays in the Red Sea. It's now set to be transferred to another tanker which set sail from China in early April, raising hopes that the worst oil spill in recent memory can be avoided. Alex Baird, Al Jazeera.